Hello, and welcome to our program, Prevention, brought to you by OWL Radio and the Low Vision Resource Center. I am Toni Morrell, and during the next half hour, I will be reading articles from Prevention Magazine, February 2022, here on OWL Radio. Prevention Magazine, February 2022, My Diagnosis, Why Couldn't I Feel My Legs? An all-star dancer thought she had injured her back, but she discovered a head-to-toe illness, by Courtney Ann Platt. I've been dancing since I was 3 years old. My career really took off when I came in fourth on season four of So You Think You Can Dance. A couple of years later, when I was 23, I'm 33 now, I was performing in arenas across America as an all-star with the So You Think You Can Dance national tour, but things started to feel off. I was exhausted all the time. The running joke with the other dancers was that they would always say to me, "Good night, Grandma," because as soon as we got off the bus, I was out. Other symptoms came on gradually. I felt numbness in my legs, and when I put my chin on my chest, I would feel this crazy electrical sensation like shocks running down my spine. At first, I thought I had injured my back because I'd read that numbness could come from that kind of injury. I definitely knew something was wrong, but as a professional dancer, you just learn to power through. Even though I sometimes couldn't feel my legs, I could still move them, so I kept dancing. I really believe it was a mind over matter thing, and I wonder now if I'd known then what was really happening, would I have been able to keep going? Even while I was experiencing all these strange symptoms, I finished out the 40-city tour doing 10 dances a night, 6 nights a week. Getting tested. My symptoms calmed down after a few months. After I finished up a few other dance jobs almost a year later, I finally went to my doctor to get checked out. He sent me to a neurologist in New York who ordered an MRI, which showed lesions on my brain and plaque on my spinal cord. It turned out all that numbness, tingling, fatigue, and brain fog were symptoms of relapsing, remitting multiple sclerosis. The diagnosis wasn't a complete shock to me. My grandmother, who passed away in 2020, had multiple sclerosis, though she wasn't diagnosed until she was around 60 because she was very old school and never liked to go to the doctor. When I first started experiencing my own symptoms, there was a voice in the back of my mind saying, "Could this be the same thing?" The first thing I said to my doctor when he told me I had MS was, "What does this mean for my dancing?" He said the best thing for me to do was keep moving and keep dancing, and that was really music to my ears. I was worried about my future, but in a weird way, I was also relieved that I finally had some sort of clarity. A lot of people, like my grandmother, go undiagnosed for a really long time. My life now. Working with my team of doctors, I follow a plan that includes taking medication, exercising regularly, and eating healthily. Thankfully, my symptoms are in remission. The biggest issue for me right now is fatigue, and I also feel brain fog when I'm really tired. Since my diagnosis, so many great things have happened in my life. I met and married my husband, Jonah, and I have a toddler who really keeps me on my toes. I've kept up my dance career, appearing on VH1's Hit the Floor and Grease Live. But I definitely have to be more careful about not overdoing things. My husband jokes that I used to say yes to everything, and now I'm a no person. But I have to do what's right for me as a mother. a wife, and a dancer. I carefully plan out my activities now so I can rest between them. One thing that has become really important to me is working in MS Harmony along with my brother-in-law, the actor Ben Platt. Reappear in videos on msinharmony.com doing voice and movement exercises led by board-certified music therapists. They're designed to help people with multiple sclerosis manage their symptoms. Music has always been a huge part of my life, but I've never used it in this way before, and it's really a unique and special thing. I think it's so important to keep going and not let MS define who you are. It's such a powerful thing to learn about your illness and to connect with others who are going through a similar thing. I talk to newly diagnosed people all the time, and I always tell them they're going to be okay. MS is not the end. What is multiple sclerosis? Nearly 1 million Americans are living with multiple sclerosis, an autoimmune disease that affects the brain and the spinal cord. MS is usually diagnosed between the ages of 20 and 50, and it begins with the immune system attacking the myelin, which is the insulation that protects the part of each brain cell that transmits electrical impulses to the rest of the body, explains Carolina Ionetti, MD, director of the Multiple Sclerosis Center at UMass Memorial Medical Center. Women have about 3 times the risk of developing MS as men, who adds that MS is a very complex disease, with both genetic and environmental factors coming into play. With relapsing, remitting MS, symptoms can come and go, with periods of partial or complete recovery. With progressive MS, there is a steady increase in symptoms. While there is no cure for MS, there are effective medications and therapies to slow down the disease and alleviate symptoms. I have many young patients who are doing fantastically, who can keep their jobs, have families, and have normal lives, Dr. Ionette says. There is huge progress in the field, but it is so important to get treatment as early as possible. Typical early symptoms of MS. Numbness in the face, body, arms, or legs. A squeezing sensation around the torso. Fatigue and brain fog. Stiffness or muscle spasms in the legs. Vision problems. Dizziness or the feeling that the room is spinning. Weakness and trouble walking. Depression. Sudden mood swings. 2022 Prevention Fitness Awards Workout. Whether you're determined to start a new fitness routine or you're so far along in your journey that your favorite leggings are getting a little raggedy, now's a great time to refresh your gear. To help you pick out the items that'll work hard for you, we've tapped a panel of personal trainers and experts. They've tried everything, and they've seen what truly helps them and their clients. These pro recommendations are bound to give your workouts the oomph you're looking for this year. Workout Winners by Kayla Blanton. Expert Panel, Amanda Butler, CPT, Onyx Trainer. Tara Lynn Emerson, TRX Trainer, Certified Spinning Instructor and Cure Advisor. Bree Kegel, CPT, CES, FRCMS, Founding Fit-On App Trainer. Ashley Patton, founder of Ashley Patton Pilates. Mirna Valerio, ultra runner and advocate. Jason Williams, CPT Wellbeing Coach. 1. Best Sports Bra. Vuori Mindset Bra, $54. This soft Razorback sports bra with removable padding is great for low to medium impact workouts. It comes in four warm colors, and Kegel loves that it's as beautiful as it is functional. I certainly don't feel the need to completely change to run a few errands before or after my workout, she says. 2. Best at-home weights. True Grit adjustable kettlebells, $60 to $90. Save space and money with this recommendation from Emerson that offers the experience of multiple weights in one, maxing out at either 20 to 40 pounds. 3. Best walking shoes by Hoka, Clifton 8, $140. Whatever your activity level, these shoes will support your every move. I've tried a lot of running shoes, and these, hands down, are my favorites, says Butler, who confirms that they are really good for walkers. The maximum foam cushion and feather-like construction give them a superior rank. 4. Best exercise mat by Exercise Mat S36, $180. Gone are the days of a workout being interrupted by the curved up corners of your mat. This one is thick and dense and stays put. You can choose from 5 sizes, making it easy to find a good home workout spot. I have the 6-foot by 6-foot mat and do all my workouts on it, says Emerson. The quality is unmatched. 5. Best running socks by Darn Tough. Stride Micro Crew Ultra Lightweight Running Socks, $19 per pair. Whether I'm on a run or scrambling up our local peak, my feet are comfortable and stylish in these socks, says Valerio, who likes their seamless design. This pair features anti-chafe wool with cooling mesh. The brand offers an unconditional lifetime guarantee on all socks. 6. Best Fit Fitness Tracker. Whoop by SuperKnit 4.0, $49. This is not your average fitness tracker. It's more like a personalized digital health coach that, via a monthly app membership, monitors your sleep, recovery, and strain to minimize injury and optimize your workouts, ultimately helping you reach your goals. As much as I love training hard, prioritizing my recovery is extremely important, says Butler. 7. Best workout leggings. Year of Ours Ribbed Veronica Leggings, $110. These leggings are so flattering for every body type, and the material is so comfortable, says Butler. I can take HIIT classes, teach classes, train clients, or run errands in them. Their V-shaped high waist is super stylish, and the nylon spandex rib material wicks away sweat. 8. Best Workout Tank. Beyond Yoga Featherweight Balanced Muscle Tank, $58. Patton loves this tank because it's supportive but not overly restrictive, which makes it perfect for working out. You can wear it all day without feeling suffocated, she says. More reasons to love it. It's not cropped like so many other tanks out there, and it's made from a 4-way stretch polyester spandex blend for ultimate comfort. 9. Best Recovery Roller. Rad Roller Recovery Rounds, $25. Rather than cranking out tension as a textured traditional roller does, these soft spears are made to gently press pain and stress. They're great for myofascial release or massage for plantar fasciitis, says Williams. They also work wonders on the glutes, hips, and lower backs. Prevention Magazine, February 2022. What Nobody Tells You About Night Sweats by Megan Babbitt. You or your doctor may immediately think perimenopause, but that's not the only possible reason you're waking up drenched. Experts explain why night sweats happen and how to tell whether you're dealing with an annoying symptom or something older or something more serious. After finding herself soaked in sweat in the middle of the night for a few nights in a row, Bree Carson was ready to spend big bucks on a new mattress and more breathable bedding. Anything to prevent her from having to change the sheets and peel off sopping wet pajamas at 3 a.m. The 41-year-old mom of two wondered if her night sweats were due to perimenopause and if hormonal fluctuations were to blame. Yet, when Bree mentioned these annoying nighttime awakenings to her psychiatrist, whom she'd seen for a few years since dealing with postpartum depression after the birth of her first child, her doctor suggested she ask the pharmacy if there had been a change in the manufacturer of her antidepressant. Sure enough, there had. And her psychiatrist told her there might be a slightly more active ingredient in the new manufacturer's generic version of Lexapro that could make a difference. A few days after Bree switched back to the drug made by the original manufacturer, her night sweats stopped. "It was such a simple fix that saved me a lot of money on new bedding," she says, "and saved my husband from freezing every night because I no longer needed to have all the windows wide open." Most women will experience night sweats, which are called hot flashes when they occur during waking hours, at some point in their lives. They're one of the most common signs of perimenopause, the time leading up to and including the 12 months after a woman's last period, when hormone fluctuations lead to all kinds of symptoms. In fact, more than 80% of women will experience hot flashes or night sweats during this time, according to research published in the Journal of Midlife Health. Yet, while hormonal changes are the most common trigger for night sweats, that's not the only reason they happen, says Laura Streicher, MD, founder and medical director of the Northwestern Medicine Center for Menopause and the Northwestern Medicine Center for Sexual Health, and author of Hot Flash Hell, a Gynecologist's Guide to Turning Down the Heat. Sometimes night sweats can be a sign of other, sometimes serious medical conditions, she explains. This means it's especially important to understand why they happen and to talk to your doctor about your symptoms rather than soldiering through them and assuming you're dealing with just another annoying aspect of getting older. The science behind night sweats. Thanks to high school biology, you know that the human body is meant to hover around 98 degrees Fahrenheit. Head outside without a coat during the winter and you'll start to shiver, which is your body's attempt to generate heat. Sit in the sun on a hot day or exercise in any type of weather and you'll start to sweat, which is your body's way of cooling you down. When you experience a night sweat, it's because your core body temperature has gone up, similarly to how it does when you exercise or sit in a hot room, despite the fact that you're sound asleep in a temperature-controlled environment. When this happens, your heart rate speeds up and the blood vessels in your skin dilate to boost the flow of blood to the skin's surface, which helps excess heat leave your body. The result? Your body, your skin, gets warm to the touch. When your heart rate peaks, the sweating starts, says Dr. Stryker. This sweating can be mild, where your skin feels just a little damp to the touch, or it can be profuse, dripping down your back, sweating, she says. This heat wave is often followed by shivering and chills as your body cools off. In most cases, you can blame night sweats on changing hormones that mess with the hypothalamus, the part of your brain that regulates your body temperature. The signaling receptors in this temperature regulation center, called neurokinin 3 or NK3, are controlled by estrogen. This is why the vast majority of women will experience night sweats and hot flashes during perimenopause when estrogen tanks, says Dr. Stryker. Yet, NK3 is also sensitive to fluctuations in other hormones, such as serotonin and norepinephrine, when changes in any of these hormones take place. Say, when serotonin is too high due to a change in your antidepressant dose, the hypothalamus freaks out, thinking your core body temperature is too hot and ordering the body to cool down as soon as possible. Hence, the sweating. And as we age, the hypothalamus's thermoregulatory work becomes less stable, meaning the body gets its temperature signaling wrong more frequently, setting off more of that sweaty, sheet-drenching discomfort. Beyond menopause, other causes. While it's easy to chalk up night sweats to the change, if you're in your late 30s or 40s, it's best not yet to assume that's the only possible reason, says Ariana Scholes Douglas, MD, a gynecologist in Tucson and the author of The Menopause Myth. I have so many patients who think night sweats are no big deal, she says. Even I brushed them off when they happened to me in my late 30s. But even if you are in perimenopause, there's a chance your night sweats are a sign that something else is going on. From the benign to the more serious, here are some of the most common reasons for night sweats outside of perimenopause's estrogen nosedive. Fever. When you spike a fever, it's a sign that your immune system is hard at work, reacting to some sort of bacterial or viral infection. The chills that often come along with fever are a result of muscle contraction and relaxation, which raises the body core temperature. When that core temperature gets too high, sweating is your body's genius way of tracking to bring it back down to the normal range. Stress and anxiety. Our stress hormones are powerful regulators of body temperature, says Dr. Stryker. Think about it. When you're scared or anxious, your heart starts pumping faster, your breath gets shallow, and you start feeling a little flushed, all of which are ways your body primes you to run. When the body's stress response is chronically activated, it leads to changes in heart rate, metabolism, and body temperature. And that makes it more difficult for your body to rest fully and regulate itself when you sleep, explains Dr. Stryker. Renee Warren started waking up around 1 a.m. so sweaty that she had to change into fresh pajamas. 10 minutes later, she would be so cold that it was tough to get back to sleep. The 39-year-old wondered if this was a sign of perimenopause, but had her doubts considering that she had no other symptoms. I was about to do all these expensive hormone tests when a friend asked me what my stress level was like, says Renee. It was off the charts high due to a recent move. When the stress eased up, Renee started to feel a little less anxious all the time, and her night sweats went away. Thyroid problems. Your thyroid gland is another area involved in body temperature. That's because your thyroid hormone regulates heat production, says Dr. Stryker. While an underproduction of thyroid hormone, hypothyroidism, will likely make you feel cold all the time, producing too much thyroid hormone, hyperthyroidism, often causes sensitivity to heat and excessive sweating, including night sweats. What to eat and drink. All the foods and beverages we consume have an impact on our blood sugar, known as glucose, which is what the body uses for energy. In simple terms, glucose enters the bloodstream after we eat carbohydrates, and the pancreas produces a hormone called insulin to keep glucose at optimal levels. When you eat or drink something that prompts glucose to spike very high, say, a lot of carbohydrates, sugar, or alcohol, a boomerang effect can happen. Your blood sugar drops too low hours later. Then, the body produces excess adrenaline, which causes sweating. Once your blood sugar returns to normal, the sweating should stop, Dr. Scholes Douglas says. One of the first things I ask my patients who are experiencing night sweats is what they're eating and how much alcohol they're drinking, she says. 9 times out of 10, when my patients cut sugar and wine, their night sweats go away. Medication side effects. Frequently prescribed medications for pain, osteoporosis, depression, anxiety, or thyroid issues can be common culprits in night sweats. Why? It depends on the medication's effects, says Sharon Orange, MD, an internal medicine specialist with Keck Medicine at the University of Southern California. For example, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRIs, increase levels of serotonin in the brain, which affects the hypothalamus. Remember, the part of the brain that regulates core temperature. Certain antidepressants also cause more norepinephrine to float around the brain, which stimulates receptors that lead to sweating, says Dr. Orange. Certain cancers. Night sweats may be an early symptom of cancers such as leukemia, lymphoma, bone cancer, and liver cancer, says Scholes Douglas. And she stresses that it's highly unlikely that this is the cause in a 40-year-old woman. Doctors don't know why these cancers can cause night sweats. It may be because the body is having an immune response in an attempt to fight the cancerous cells. Keep in mind that when night sweats are a sign of cancer, they will likely be severe. How to cool the heat. It can be especially tricky for women between the ages of 40 and 50 to decipher whether their night sweats fall into the category of no big deal or are a sign that something else is going on. Could you be going through perimenopause? Of course. The key is to figure out the underlying cause and treat that, Dr. Stryker says. There are also non-hormonal options. If your doctor suspects that something else is going on, you can help by keeping daily notes on things like any changes in medication you're taking, where you are in your menstrual cycle, and even how stressed you feel or if you overdid it on dessert and cocktails. Blood work can indicate whether your thyroid is the issue. You've been listening to Prevention on Al Radio. You can listen to Al Radio on our specially tuned radio or by streaming on your computer or smartphone. You may also listen at your convenience on our podcast page at www.alradio.org. Thank you for listening. This program will be replayed after 9 p.m. this evening. This is Tony Morell saying goodbye from Al Radio.